Welcome to the Dr. Janine Show. I'm Dr. Janine Bowery, naturopathic doctor, and today we're talking all about brain detox. I'm going to share with you some natural tips, how to detoxify your brain, and of course, improve your memory. So welcome in, everyone. It's so nice to see you all. Don't forget, as part of each show that we have every week, we do have the trivia section coming up, so stay tuned. This week we're playing for the memory and brain support, and this is from our gracious sponsors at VitaTree. They help to support the show, and this is what you'll be playing for. So remember, in terms of the quiz trivia section of the show, all you have to do is participate. And if you are on TikTok, make sure that you're following Team Dr. J9 so that if you are one of our lucky winners, we can definitely get in contact with you. Now, if you're new to my channel, welcome in. I am Dr. Janine, naturopathic doctor, and we do this every week, the Dr. Janine Show. I hope that you'll subscribe and also turn on your post notifications. If you do have questions and comments throughout the show, I've got my team behind the scenes. They're helping me to feed me all the questions that I'm missing, and make sure that if you do have questions or comments, or you just want to say hello, that you put them in the comments section. Now, talking about brain health, did you know that the brain receives 1/7 of the brain's of the heart's output in terms of blood flow? 1/7 of that blood flow goes to the brain. And this is really important, because if there's a decrease in blood flow, if there's a decrease in that oxygenation to the brain, then this is very much impacting our moods, the way that we feel. And one of the things that has actually been studied in the research is that depression can be directly correlated to a decrease in that oxygenation. Now, there's some not so great news, because the aging brain is even more compromised in that oxygen. So after the age of 20, it's estimated that we lose 1% per year of that oxygen uptake in the brain. So that's a lot. So think about how old you are past the age of 20, which I think most of us watching this program are, and you know, that lack of that oxygenation. So it's something that we definitely want to be aware of. And that's what today's show is all about, is protecting our brain cells, our brain health for longevity, and having that proper blood flow as well. So there's something called neurotoxicity. What is neurotoxicity? Well, there are toxins that act specifically on nerve cells, and that's why they're called neurotoxins. And neurotoxicity refers specifically to the damage that happens to the brain and the central nervous system from those toxins. Now, there have been estimated around 80,000 different man-made chemicals that have been introduced into our environment, and only less than 20% of them, so about 16,000 of them, have actually been tested for safety. And of those that have been tested for safety, over 1,000 are known to have neurotoxic effects. So you can't go out and live your life thinking that these things aren't part of your environment. To me, in my opinion, it doesn't matter where you live on this planet, we're all exposed to these neurotoxins. So the question is, what do we do about it? We can't stop living. We have to protect ourselves. And that's what today's show is all about, decreasing our exposure, but also how we detox them out of our brain tissue. Now, not all neurotoxins are man-made. Some are naturally occurring. So some of the naturally occurring minerals that are in the earth are aluminum, as well as manganese, mercury, lead, arsenic, and fluoride. So we know that fluoride can be naturally occurring in waterways, but that's something that we definitely want to be aware of. Now, there are naturally occurring biological toxins as well. So things like mold, as well as mycotoxins, which are often related to that mold exposure. I've done a whole show on mold, so if you missed that, so make sure you check it out, as well as seafood toxins. We know that there are other heavy metals and things that accumulate in seafood. Botox. So for those of you who do Botox, that is a toxin and is naturally occurring, used in different ways, of course, as well as insect stings are naturally occurring toxins, and they could be neurotoxic, so affecting brain cells and brain health, as well as snake venom. So there are also other recreational drugs that are neurotoxins, so things like heroin, cocaine, ecstasy, methamphetamines. Alcohol is a neurotoxin and is very destructive if overdone in terms of your consumption, in terms of killing your brain cells, as well as some pharmaceutical drugs are known neurotoxins as well. So things such as chemotherapy and antipsychotic medications. Now, which seems like an oxymoron, but at the same time, it's neurotoxic, as well as food additives. So things like MSG, which, you know, you really have to check your labels to make sure that you aren't consuming monosodium glutamate. It is an excitotoxin and it's very destructive to your brain cells. Artificial sweeteners are excitotoxins as well. As well as environmental neurotoxins that can be in our water, in our air pollution, and cosmetics. So especially for women, well, men wear, I guess, makeup now too, but in terms of nail polish remover, lipstick, hair dye, unfortunately, is neurotoxic, and artificial fragrances. So this is something, again, in terms of your exposure to these, whenever you can decrease your exposure, that's something that you definitely want to think about. There are other manufactured chemicals, so other pesticides we know, solvents, plastics, and cleaning products. PERC, which is commonly used in the dry cleaning industry. So if you get your clothes dry cleaned and it's a traditionally, type of dry cleaning fluid, that's often PERC, and you want to definitely decrease your exposure to that and go with, there are now more natural alternatives for dry cleaning, so that if that's an option, if you can find that, that's definitely better for your cleaning your clothes, as well as paints we know are toxic and have neurotoxins, different adhesives, as well as flame retardants, which is often in, furniture, and usually the cloth types of furniture will have the flame retardant, and insulation in the homes as well, and other building materials have a lot of these neurotoxins. Fuels and carbon monoxide, we know, is a known neurotoxin as well. If you eat a diet, so you always hear me talking about the polyunsaturated fatty acids. So if you eat a diet that's high in the highly processed fats, especially the corn oil, the canola oil, the vegetable oils, these are neurotoxic, and it can take up to 3 years for these to clear out of your brain tissue. So it's something that, again, being aware of what your controllable toxins are, some of them you can't control, but the ones that you can control, definitely do your best to limit your exposure. Now, let's talk a little bit about leaky brain. So I've done videos on leaky gut. Most people are familiar with leaky gut syndrome. But similarly, we can have leaky brain, and there are tight junctions in our gut, but we also have them in the brain. And if you're watching on YouTube, you can see in this great illustration that these tight junctions in the blood vessels now that are making sure that, yes, some of those nutrients and the things that we need to get into the bloodstream, is that's happening, but these tight junctions can become leaky. And one of the things that can damage these tight junctions is zonulin. And this is a protein, and typically, and this is why a lot of people in functional medicine space, they talk about, the gut and your gut health as it's related to your brain health. And zonulin is one of those things that can be compromised if you have issues with gluten. And if you eat a lot of gluten, you don't break it down. Zonulin is one of these, markers that you can actually test for in the blood that can be very damaging in terms of those tight junctions in your brain as well. And so when those tight junctions open up, now it allows for toxins to enter that brain space, and that is now not so great. And now the other things that can leak in there are immune cells, the inflammatory cytokines, viral particles, bacterial cells. So yeah, that is not a great situation now. And this can now lead to inflammation in the brain. So neurological inflammation. Now, this can also now mess up, and you know that I talk a lot about leptin resistance, that internal inflammation in the brain now can make you actually gain weight. So when you hear that weight gain has to do with your diet, with your lack of exercise, It is more of an inflammatory process of what's going on in your brain as it's related to your leptin signaling and your other hormonal breakdown than it is to do with what you're actually consuming. And that's why, you know, this leaky brain is a big aspect of how you can see why all of the information that I share is all correlated and intermeshed into, you know, a way that hopefully I'm sharing with you ways that you can actively now make better choices for yourself and definitely fix what's going on in terms of that inflammatory state in the brain. So when we talk about this woven mesh-like structure that we have that surrounds our brain tissue, it also has these astroglia cells. And so you can see here the astroglial cells, the astrocytes, that is now connecting with, and this is when we talk about the blood-brain barrier, that is what is now going to translate into that what's going and allowed to pass into that circulation in the brain. And so some things, yes, we want to get in there. Other things, especially, you know, not so healthy things like what I mentioned earlier, viral particles, bacteria, toxins, we don't want them to necessarily pass through. And some of these, you know, nano-sized particles should not necessarily get through, but they can, especially when those tight junctions have opened up in the brain and now we're allowing for those toxins to enter. So this is something that we definitely want to have, you know, protective mechanisms in place to help to protect our brain from this leaky brain. And, you know, now we can run into severe issues of detoxification if we don't first fix this leaky brain issue. And the good news is that it is fixable. And that's, of course, what I'm sharing in today's episode. But it's important to maybe get some more background information if you're worried about leaky brain. Some of the things that can be tested for in, you know, your blood work, if you're seeing your practitioner, are zonulin, as well as a high blood sugar level is very much correlated to leaky brain. So that would be another thing to, as an indication in terms of your blood work. Your highly sensitive CRP, so that's an inflammatory marker that we talked about when we talked about leptin resistance. So that would be another thing to check, as well as your homocysteine levels would be another indicator if they're high, potentially of having leaky brain. So if you're just tuning in today, welcome, welcome. I am Dr. Janine. We are talking all about leaky brain and brain detox and help for our memory and our cognition, especially as we're aging. Ra, nice to see you. I know you have some questions. Paul, nice to see you from Madrid. Sweet Jerry, thank you for all the likes. I see that happening here on TikTok. That's awesome, awesome, awesome. Fi is here as well. Hello, hello, nice to see you. And Francis is here. Hey, how are you? Nice to see you all on Facebook. Prab Hakara is here. Arletta as well. Nice to see you. And on YouTube, the cat next door is here. And Cool One Jeet is here. Thank you. Nice to see you. So on Cool One Jeet is asking, what should I be taking to detox the brain? Well, stay tuned. That is coming up in just a few moments. And that's exactly what I'm sharing in today's episode when I get to the tips and what to do. There are specific herbal medicines that I love for brain detox. So we're going to talk about those. So let's talk about some of the symptoms of brain toxicity now. So, you know, how do we know that perhaps this is what's happening and we've got that leaky brain situation happening? Well, as you might guess, foggy thinking, if you've got a lot of brain fog, unclear thoughts, slow mental speed, so those thoughts are just not always connecting, that can be a sign of this brain toxicity. Of course, memory loss, and that could be short-term, but long-term memory loss as well. Lack of energy and just overall fatigue and not feeling your best can be related to this brain toxicity and the leaky brain. A lot of nervousness and anxiety is something that, again, can be related to this toxicity problem. Low mood and depression as well. And, of course, a lot of mood swings, even irritability, can be related to the leaky brain. Now, other, you know, more complex, sometimes things that could be related to that brain toxicity that you may not realize. So sleep disorders. So if you're, and we're going to talk a little bit about sleep and why sleep is so important for detoxing our brain, chronic headaches and dizziness, so vertigo issues, as well as digestive problems, numbness and the feeling of pins and needles. Usually this will happen in the extremities. So it could be in the feet, it could be in the hands as well. Poor limb control and shaking, changes in your walking and your gait, as well as addictions can be related to this brain toxicity as well. So the other things that can be related to the neurotoxicity are psychological problems and other disorders. So whether it's compulsive behaviors, even hallucinations can be related to the leaky brain and personality changes. So this can be, and it's really something to, you know, pay attention to in terms of brain detox to get these toxins out. And there, you know, in terms of what the researchers have found, is that there could be links again with some of the neurodegenerative disorders. And a lot of studies have been going on and ongoing in terms of brain toxicity with ALS, as well as dementia, MS, and Parkinson's disease. So we know that, you know, looking at that toxicity link is very important for researchers and finding ways to, number one, prevent this, but also in terms of natural treatment methods to get those toxins out of the brain is very important for these, you know, very serious long-term diseases. Now, when we talk about detoxing the brain, did you know that your brain has its own specific type of lymphatic system, and it's called the glymphatic system? And this is a system of different blood vessels in the body that helps to remove the waste products from the brain specifically, as well as the central nervous system. So this glymphatic system is actually detoxing and draining your brain, and it's most active when you're sleeping. So this is really important, and what it does is it opens up a space between the interstitial and the cerebral spinal fluid, and the cerebral spinal fluid is pumped out from the fourth ventricle in the brain. We definitely want to make sure that everything is fluid and moving and detoxing, really pulling out those toxins. This only happens when you get into that deep sleep. So then you can understand why having sleep and good sleep and a restorative, restful sleep is really important for your overall health. The other thing that can actually help to boost this glymphatic activity is exercise. So again, coming back to being active, you can't bypass, and exercise actually helps with sleep as well. So that, you know, for me personally, I know that when I have a, you know, extra strenuous workout, that my sleep is, my sleep is pretty good anyways, but it's extra good when I've had a good workout. So maybe that's something that you need to think about, you know, implementing into in your own life. If you have a deficiency of good sleep, and maybe you're needing to move your body a little bit more, but that's something that can be really helpful for your brain detox. So if you're just tuning in, welcome. I'm Dr. Janine. Today we're talking all about brain detox, natural tips to detox your brain and improve your memory. We are streaming live on YouTube, on Facebook, on Instagram, and of course on TikTok as well. Now let's continue with some of my favorite herbal medicines that help to detoxify the brain. And we're going to start with chlorella. So chlorella, we know, is a blue-green algae, and it helps to trap those heavy metal toxins, a lot of which that I had mentioned, like the mercury and other, you know, environmental pollutants that we're exposed to. And I love the fact that it's, you know, very gentle on the system, but at the same time is very effective at pulling those heavy metal toxins out of the body. Another one of my favorite herbal medicines is periwinkle. So this has the active component vinpocetine, which helps to supply the brain specifically with oxygenation, as well as the nutrients that it needs and glucose. So for proper, you know, cell-to-cell communication and that proper functioning of our neurons, we need that chemistry to be optimized with, of course, the oxygen and the glucose and the other nutrients. Now, the other thing that periwinkle can help with is inhibiting something called phosphodiesterase 1. And this has an influence on the smooth muscles in the blood vessels of the brain, helps to relax even the bladder. So this is one of the things that sort of an off-label way of using the vinpocetine, the periwinkle, is that it's great for people who have incontinence problems with their bladder, that it will help to relax those smooth muscles as well. And it also helps with decreasing the stickiness in red blood cells and the platelets. So for people that have clotting issues and maybe, you know, prior history of having stroke and things, this can be really helpful. Another one of my favorite herbs for the brain and for brain detox is bacopa. So bacopa monnieri, and I've done a few TikToks on this, and there are a couple more coming. is extensively used in traditional Indian medicine as an adaptogenic herb. And what that means is that in times of stress, it helps to tonify the nervous system, helps to allow your body to adapt to those external stresses in your life. And it also is known to improve memory and mental function. And it has specific antioxidants that help to reduce that oxidative stress as it's associated with Alzheimer's disease. So that's really great, you know, in terms of a natural way. Now, not only from prevention, but also as a treatment modality for Alzheimer's, which is fantastic. And it also enhances those synaptic transmissions. So, you know, the ability of your nerve cells to communicate with one another, that's what the Bacopa can really help with that. As well as ginkgo. So ginkgo is probably the most well-known herbal medicine in the entire world, and it helps to increase our peripheral circulation. So circulation and blood flow to the brain, to our extremities as well. So if you have cold hands and feet, this is a great herbal medicine for you. And turmeric. So turmeric has been shown in the literature to really be helpful in terms of being able to really, you know, help with the brain blood flow, but also as a detoxifier for your brain as well. And what we have here in this study is that curcumin, so the active component of that turmeric, ameliorates the permeability of the blood-brain barrier during hypoxia by upregulating heme oxygenase 1 expression in brain microvascular endothelial cells. So basically what that says in plain English is that it helped to make sure that those tight junctions, which that's in the study, it showed that as well, the tight junctions were maximized and able, you know, to ensure that proper oxygenation to the brain cells. So I actually love to take turmeric as something that's great for a great night's sleep. So it has that added benefit. It is a natural anti-inflammatory. So we know that inflammation, as it's related to our brain health, that's really important as well. But also I love the fact that it helps with, you know, that brain power and helping with that glymphatic system as you're sleeping as well to make sure that your brain is detoxifying. Okay, so here we are at the tips now. So the tips for memory and brain power. So for helping with that leaky brain, but also to help with that brain detox. So tip number one is to, of course, avoid the pesticides and the other chemicals in your environment, things like fluoride. So again, I have a whole show all about fluoride toxicity, making sure that you're avoiding it as much as you can in terms of dental products, especially and water. Those would be the two places that you would get the most fluoride toxicity from. And of course, choosing more organic varieties of your fresh fruits and vegetables and, you know, your other foods that you are eating whenever you can go organic so that you're avoiding that pesticide exposure. Definitely the better way to go in terms of your brain power and your brain health. Tip number two is to follow Mother Nature's prescriptions. So this is something that I've shared in other videos as well. First thing in the morning, getting that natural sunlight in your eyes, as well as grounding. So get your bare feet or socked feet on the earth, especially first thing in the morning. This is really going to help with boosting your brain power and your detoxification, but more importantly, your proper connection to nature and the earth, and limiting your EMF exposure. We know, I didn't get into it, but we know that the EMFs open up calcium channels, the VGCCs, and this is very compromising to our brain health and can cause a lot of destruction in our brain tissue. So whether it's 5G, whether it's your Wi-Fi, whether it's your cell phones, you know, limit your exposure to the EMFs. And of course, blue light toxicity as well, because we know that connection between the eyes and our brain and waking up our entire system is very, very important. And too much of that artificial light in our eyes is very compromising to our brain and our eye health as well. Okay, tip number three is to fix your leaky gut. Yes, because of that gut-brain connection, fixing that leaky gut and maybe avoiding some of that gluten is going to be very helpful as you're trying to do your best to fix your leaky brain. So some of the things that you'll consider definitely is a healthy diet, lots of raw fruits and veggies, organic preferably, including some fermented foods, so probiotic containing foods, and maybe even taking a probiotic supplement is going to be in your best interest to help with your memory and your brain health. As well as tip number four, so doing great exercise to oxygenate your brain is going to be really helpful. So whether that's, you know, deep breathing, it could be yoga, which I love because it forces you to breathe consciously and increase that oxygenation to your brain cells. As well as tip number 5, good sleep. So as I said earlier in today's episode, that lymphatic system is really important to detoxify your brain, and that only happens when you get into that deep REM sleep. You need that to happen every single night to that you're waking up the next morning with that detoxified brain. Tip number 6 is to keep your brain active and engaged. So as we're aging, especially, you know, I have no problem because I'm always reading and doing these things. But I know that for people as they're aging, if they're not engaging their brain, so doing these, you know, word puzzles, brain games, doing a lot of reading, is really important to keep the brain activated and engaged, of course, in a positive way. So that's really important for your brain health and your brain detox. Tip number 7 is to ensure that you have enough DHA. So we know that DHA is that important brain food, usually in the highest concentration coming from fish sources. Sometimes you may need to go to a supplement for your DHA. So that's something that's super, super important. That's something that I personally don't compromise on. Every single morning is my preferred time to take the DHA. And I promise that we'll share some links below if you want some more information as to, you know, how to do that in a healthy way. Tip number 8 is to use the herbal medicines that are specifically indicated for brain detox. So I mentioned them all in today's video, some of my favorites. So if you definitely want to refer back to this video, of course, it does live on YouTube. You can definitely, you know, refer back to it and make your notes as to what my favorite herbal medicines are to be able to do that and to support that oxygenation and that blood flow to your brain tissue and, of course, to your neurons in your central nervous system. And tip number 9 is the mind-body connection. So you want to focus for your brain health most particularly on your positive thoughts. There's a lot of negativity out there, and it's really important to focus as much on the light and focus as much as you can on the positivity, because that will translate into more positive thoughts and really activate your brain in the most positive way. Helping with focusing in on that brain detox as well. Of course, that's what we talked about today. And we're getting to quiz time in just a second. I do want to say hello to a few people here. So hello to Virginia on Facebook. Nice to see you. Thank you for tuning in today. On YouTube, Cool Wanjeet and Prowellerable. Prowellerable. That's difficult. It's nice to see you. And you have a question as well. How does this affect dementia? Yeah, so dementia is very much correlated to having toxicity in the brain and the leaky brain. So, you know, all of the tips that I'm sharing today are super, super important to help to restore that healthy, tight junction in that brain tissue so that you can get back to having a healthier brain and memory, of course, as well. Okay, Arletta is asking, if you're detoxing by drinking milk thistle seed tea with organic dandelion root tea and get headaches in the beginning, would that be considered treating a leaky brain? That's a great question, actually. So the headaches potentially could be related. Often headaches, there's a complex of things that are happening with headaches. So because those herbs are specifically working on your liver and detoxing the liver and having that liver toxin now, you know, and working, functioning on getting that liver healthier, that can translate sometimes as headaches as well. And that's a great question in terms of, you know, yeah, I would say it's probably somewhat correlated to that brain tissue as well. So focusing in on making sure, you know, that if it's not going away and it's not just a transient thing as you're doing the detox, that, yeah, that you're focusing on some brain detox as well. Because most people, I have to say, because of all the environmental toxins that we have, most of us are going to have some leaky brain. It's just, you know, part of living in our modern world, unless we're actively doing something to support our brain tissue. And that's why I share, you know, all of the tips in my videos to help you to, you know, take steps towards being healthier. And, you know, it's not that you're going to fix it all in one day, but to definitely be in the right direction in terms of your health. So, okay. Hello. Let me say hello to Janice is here as well. Sweet Jerry is here. And it's so great to see you all. Okay, we're going to bring back pieces here as well. Bring back piece is asking the question, what was the first thing that I mentioned to test for? So I talked about zonulin, highly sensitive CRP, homocysteine levels. These are things that you can check in your blood work, and it may give an indication as to the fact that there's some toxicity there. And also if you have, you know, a high blood sugar level chronically, so not just on one test, but, you know, on subsequent blood work that you have done, if your blood sugar tends to be on the high side, that can be a risk factor as well for the leaky brain and what's going on. Oh, there's another question on TikTok, Ms. Ramirez. Okay, so if somebody is allergic, that's a great question. If somebody is allergic to fish, what can you do for your DHA? So there are other DHA supplements. The problem with getting it from vegetarian sources, so please go to my DHA show. Getting it from vegetarian sources is sometimes difficult because of the conversion rate. So you're not always going to convert your EPA into your active DHA. So that's something that is challenging, but it is possible. And in a child, I would say that enzyme system is probably more and better functional because they're young as compared to an adult. So there are some, of course, some vegetarian sources of the EPA, and then that will convert to the DHA. So I believe I list them in my DHA show, and you can check that out. Okay, great. Okay, so now let's go to our quiz section. So this is the fun part of the show where I'm going to ask 5 quiz questions, and all you have to do is do your best to answer the questions. You don't have to get the questions correct. You're just going to do your best to answer, and you will be randomly put into a random selector thingy that will choose our winner. And we have a new winner each week. So make sure you're on if you are following on TikTok, of course, make sure you're following me. But make sure you're following Team Dr. Jane on TikTok so that we can reach out to you if you are a TikTok winner. Okay. Are we ready? Here we go. Question number 1. True or false? Digestion starts in the mouth with amylase. True or false? Digestion starts in the mouth with amylase. Good living keto. Hey, nice to see you. Yes, good job, good job. MJ, good job. Nice to see you. Vanner MC, hey, how are you? Nice to see you. Good job. Melbourne, good job. Texas 7105. Hey, a lot of regulars here. Nice to see you. Brenda, good job, good job. Elsie Castles is here. Nice to see you. Good, good, good. Janice, good job. Nadine, who else? Liz Q on Instagram, Samar, hello, hello, good job. Fancy Platter? Oh, I like that name. Hi, Spud is here. Hello, hello, nice to see you. Good job, good job. Jessica, stay on the line after the show closes because I will come back to you and answer some questions as well. Blazian Shaw, good job. Don, good job. Anybody else? Oh, here I see Arletta, good job. Who do I else? Marie is here. Hello, Ron is good. Good, good, good. Good job. Kulanjeet is here. Good job. Roth had a question or a comment about fluoride. Yes, that is correct. Absolutely. And Sophie, yeah, go to my fluoride show, Sophie, as well on YouTube. And you'll learn more there. Virginia on Facebook, good job, good job. Anybody else? I'm sure I've missed it. Oh, we lost the sound. I'm good? We're good? Okay, good. Anybody else? Rasanya, hello, nice to see you. Okay, so that was true. So digestion does start in the mouth with the digestive enzyme amylase, which is in your saliva. Okay, question number 2. Give 2 symptoms, and please give it in the same answer. Give 2 symptoms of being low in digestive enzymes. Give 2 symptoms of being low in digestive enzymes. Sonia, hello, nice to see you on TikTok. 2 symptoms of being low in digestive enzymes. Melbourne, good job. Texas 7105, good job. Bree, Daniel, good job. Good Living Keto, good job. Everybody's fast, because I know there's a delay here. So Melbourne was like right on top of this, very quick. Anybody else? Two symptoms of being low in digestive enzymes. Elaine has it on Instagram, good job. MJ, Jane, good job. Spud is here as well with a good answer, good job. Nadine, good job on Instagram. Nadine gave three, wow, good job, Nadine. Janice, good job. Vanner MC. I hope not. Nelly 30, Vera. Vanner MC is saying, no, I'm not going to say that out. Blasian, good job. Jessica, thank you for the follow. Samar has it as well on Instagram, good job. Stacy's Need, good job. Anybody else? Two symptoms. Arletta, good job. Nice. Yes. Marie has it as well. Good job on YouTube. Sorry, I missed the last one. Liz Q and Fancy Platter. Good job. Okay. Can I say my answers now? Arletta, good job. So, what's that? Okay, so yes, yeah, so gas, bloating, esophageal reflux, fatigue, weight gain. I saw rashes on the skin. I saw a ton of dry mouth, bad smell in the mouth. Those are good. Cool one, Jeet, good job. Sorry? Food intolerances, very good. Hair loss, Stacey's Need, good job. Constipation, yes, absolutely. Bloating, anemia, a lot of, yeah, weak nails, Melbourne, and hair loss. I really like that one. That's a great answer. Bloating and lots of acid, lead with love, 1111, good job. Vecchi, 1998, hello, nice to see you. Yeah, great answers, everybody. So that, everybody did really well on that one. Okay, question number three. True or false? Digestive enzymes can target candida. True or false? Digestive enzymes can target candida. Good Living Keto, very quick. Good job. TikTok has it, yeah. Melbourne, good job. Wow, you two are on top of things. Good job. MJ Jane, good job. Lead with Love, good try. Blasian, good job. Phi, good job. Stacy's Need, good job. Rasonia, good job. Texas 7105, good job. Brendan, Nadia on Instagram, good job. Janice, good job. Sonia Carr, good job. Texas 7105. Yeah, good job. I like that. Samar has it as well. Kuwanjeet, good job. Ron, good job. Prowellerable, good job. And Arletta, good job. Spud, 1927, good job on Instagram. Yes, so the answer, yes, is true. Digestive enzymes can target candida. It's something that I talked about in my last show, so make sure you check it out. There's specific ones to look for, especially if you have chronic candida parasitic issues. Okay, question number four. What type of enzymes does Dr. Janine prefer, plant-based or animal-based? What type of enzymes do I prefer, plant-based or animal-based? TikTok has it? Good. Good, Melbourne, and good Living Keto. Yeah, fast, fast, fast. Awesome. Good, Rasonia, good. MJ Jane, good job. Nelly 30, good job. Blasian, good job. Texas, good job. Stacy's Need, user 3702, good job. Janice Davis, good job. Good job, everybody. Liz Q, Samara, good job. Fancy Platter has it as well. Nadine, good job. Anybody else? Arletta, yes, I will stay on after on Instagram as well to answer questions. No problem. Oh, hello, sister. Nice to see you. Who else? Janice, good job. Okay, so I prefer plant-based enzymes. Yes, absolutely. Okay, and question number five, true or false? Being low in digestive enzymes can put you at risk of parasitic infections. Being low in digestive enzymes can put you at risk of parasitic infections. True or false? TikTok, very good. Malbert, true and good living keto, good job. Texas, good job. Sonia, good job. Thank you. MJ, good job. Phi, good job. Sonia, Elsie Castles, Kim, what are you looking at? I like that. That's funny. Stacy's knee, good. Fancy Platter as well on Instagram. Spud1927, good job. Sonia, A. Cowan has it, good job. Nadine as well, Virginia on Facebook, Sonia on Facebook, Arletta on Facebook, good job. Marie on Samara as well, Marie on YouTube, good job. Harvinder's here, hey, how are you? Nice to see you, good job, good job. Cool One Jeet, good job. Ron, good job. Ivem Rosita, hello, good job. I think that's a different language, but yes, good. Kim, what are you looking at? Yes, absolutely. I have a ton of videos on parasites. So stay on the line after on TikTok because we can talk more a little bit about parasitic infections as well. See Logan, hey, how are you? You're just tuning in. We're just about to log off, but stay on the line on TikTok because I'll be staying on. Okay, did everybody get that? Yes, it's true. So being low in digestive enzymes can definitely put you at risk of parasitic infection. So you gotta take care of that. Gotta get rid of those not so healthy organisms, the parasites. And, you know, I've got tons of videos on how to do that. Definitely drop a comment if you want to know how to do an effective parasite cleanse, and we will definitely help you out. So thank you everybody for tuning in today. We talked all about leaky brain detox, how to help your memory and your cognition, and of course how to do it naturally. I hope, you know, if you do have further questions or comments, drop it in the comment section and share this video, please, with your friends. I appreciate all the thumbs up and all the hearts and all the love that you give me throughout the show. Thank you so much. And if you're new to my channel, welcome in. I hope that you'll subscribe and turn on your post notifications by clicking the bell so that you're always aware of my newest and latest uploads, which happens every single day of the week. Everyone has a calling in life, and mine is to empower you to live a healthy lifestyle and, of course, to do it naturally. Thanks for watching today.